Soothing music there by Felix Mendelssohn on Wings of Song. Isaac Stern was the violinist with the Columbia Symphony Orchestra conducted by Frank Brief. It's 9:23 on Classical Mornings. I'm Jean Stilwell, host of this very show. And we've got an interview right now, and it's with an extraordinary individual who's a multifaceted musician, educator, and producer, Corey Butler. He's got a big, rich background in the music industry and founder of Zamar Music, Inc. And he joins us on the phone this morning to talk about the Hymns to Freedom project, which is taking place on January 17th at the Rose Branch. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Jane. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Please tell us about the Hymns to Freedom project. How did all of it start, in fact?
Well, it actually started out of the cry of my heart to see more unity amongst cultures. Over recent years, we've just seen a lot of division, hate, discord, culturally, and just for the simple reason that we look different from each other. And so this project was birthed out of that yearning to just see more unity. And when you look at the symphony orchestra, there are different sections within the orchestra, string section and the horns and the winds, and none of them can say, listen, because you look different from me, you can't play here. And so we've taken that to really drive home the point that we're better together.
And exactly, I see here it's called a powerful docu-concert. So exactly how does that, what is it?
Well, now I'm marrying two seemingly polarly opposite types of music or genres of music. Mm-hmm. So this is the Negro spiritual meets classical music. And so we're telling the story of some of the Negro and African-American struggles, but using classical music to tell that story. So you'll hear classical arrangements and compositions that were inspired by the Negro spiritual. And again, the whole premise is with these two seemingly opposite musics, when the coming together of them is what makes this so beautiful. And so the story of Oscar Peterson, there's a little bit of story about Oscar Peterson. There's some of Martin Luther King in there. There's an underscore to his I Have a Dream speech. And when you see the speech on screen and hear the orchestra play this wonderful arrangement of a song that you have to be there to find out what it is, it'll wow you.
How long is the piece?
The entire concert is about a two-hour concert, mm-hmm. including an intermission. Mm-hmm. But the pieces average between 3 to 5 minutes each.
And how old is the Hymns to Freedom project? When did you compose it?
The first iteration of the Hymns to Freedom project happened in 2018, okay. at the Meridian Arts Center. Mm. And then in 2019, again, at the Rose Theater.
Okay. Now, tell us about the musicians that are performing. And I understand that there's a narrator, clearly, with all the things that need to be said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And so, again, this interweaving of narrative, song, both sung and played, I'm using that to drive home the point that we're all better together. But there's actually two narrators, one of which is the incomparable Jackie Richardson.
Love Jackie Richardson.
Canada's mm-hmm. gem. She's one of Canada's gems. And, of course, it'll feature the Rose Orchestra, Brampton's own, the Rose Orchestra as well. And we've got Thompson on piano, and also Ordina Stevens, actress extraordinaire. Huh. Ordina Stevens, who played the lead role, actually, in The Kink in My Hair back in 2022, I believe it was.
Okay.
It's quite a studded cast.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about the Hymns to Freedom project, what kind of music in the orchestra did you hear? Like, are you using all the instruments, and or did did the whole idea of freedom and justice and the pain of that long history, did it impact you in a particular instrument that you wanted to communicate that with, other than just simply the orchestra?
Actually, all of it. There wasn't a particular instrument, but I really needed to ensure that all of the voices within the orchestra were able to be a part of the story and telling that story. And so that's what you hear. Now there are some songs that may feature just the strings, and there's some that will just maybe feature piano and vocal. So you'll get a wide variety of different sort of palettes, if you will. And that again is indicative of the fact that, you know, I want to communicate the message that we are better together. And so if there are things happening within the orchestra and the other members can have an opportunity to experience what's happening, that's a great thing too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is there a choir, Corey?
There's no choir this time around, but...
Got the choir, right? You got a Toronto Mass Choir, in fact.
Yes, I was the music director for the Toronto Mass Choir for many years, about 11 years.
Wow.
I have affiliation and relationships with many other choirs, including the Nathaniel Deck Chorale. And,
sure.
You know, we're going to be working on a few things in the future with them as well. But, yes, this particular project, it was really... The whole premise again was to marry these two genres of music, and just really drive home the point that, you know, it doesn't matter what you look like, what you sound like. We are all in this race called the human race.
Well, you know, there's no more to say then. That was wonderful. That was a wonderful way in which to put the whole concert. So, Corey, I want to thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jane, for having me. And I hope to see some of the viewers at the concert. Please come and say hi if you do come.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. You too. We've been speaking with Corey Butler, who is the producer, musician, educator of this fabulous piece, The Hymns to Freedom Project, featuring Jackie Richardson and the Rose Orchestra. It is presented by Brampton On Stage, and it will be taking place January 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Rose Brampton, which is at 1 Theatre Lane in Brampton. And for more information, you can go to BramptonOnStage.ca.